A young entrepreneur in Mexico has a dream to build the first 100% Mexican electric car. And if his plan works, the vehicles will be on the streets next year. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports there's hope this is the start of a new auto industry in Mexico, more friendly to the environment and less dependent on foreign trade.
It's pouring in Puebla, Mexico, the capital city of the state with the same name. But rain won't stop Paul Ortiz, who supervises the construction of a car prototype in a small workshop. Ortiz says cars run through the veins of his family. Like his father, he used to race cars. And now his son, Leopoldo, is taking the tradition to the next level by building them. He says he's proud that his son's company, LMNTH, is 100% Mexican. The plan is to bring to life light, compact electric cars to be sold by late 2020.
Desafortunadamente, los gobiernos de México...
Mr. Ortiz says the current government is unfortunately focused on opening refineries instead of supporting environmentally friendly technologies. His son shares some of his concerns, but also his faith, and he decided to pass on the family's passion to his daughter by naming the new car after her, Thalia.
Lucky name for our car.
That's Leopoldo Ortiz, CEO and founder of LMNTH. Thalia's birthplace, Puebla, is one of Mexico's oldest bastions of the automotive industry, with companies like Volkswagen and Audi, but its significance decreased as newer plants opened in other states. But Ortiz says Puebla is the only state where the industry can work on design and manufacturing rather than just in production lines.
Why? Because we have the people and we have the facilities and the resources to make that.
LMNTH still needs to import 20% of Thalia's components from China. And trade agreements with the U.S. are not helping yet.
Actually, we bought some kits from the United States, and at the end we saw that they are getting these kits from China.
Like in most parts of the world, electric cars in Mexico are still unpopular. Recent data from the Mexican Association of the Auto Industry indicate that in April only 25 electric vehicles were sold. But Ortiz forecasts that its boom will start in 2023 as gas prices and pollution go up.
We need to make something in the present because the future, it looks not so good.
About 10 miles from the workshop in the historic town of Cholula is the office of Luis Gonzalez. He is the Innovation and Design Commissioner for the state of Puebla.
It's the only office in the world that has a pyramid, a church, and a museum, which is...
Gonzalez says his office's goal is to help innovative and creative companies to grow and expand to the world, like LMNTH.
We are not only that, like a distribution center of opportunities, and we also make the different ministers work together, which is also not very common. No.
The commissioner says the automotive industry in Puebla is still the biggest contributor of the state's economy, but it's time for developing more creativity and less manufacturing.
I think the number of robots that have been bought in industry has tripled in the last 3 years. So that means that each robot is going to take the place of many people working.
Gonzalez wants to link Ortiz's company with businesses and venture capitals from cities like Graz, Austria, which is known as the Silicon Alps. But the commissioner is concerned with the federal government restraining budgets for innovation, like shutting down the National Institute of Entrepreneurship.
You shouldn't block what you don't understand. I think that's the problem.
But for Ortiz and Gonzalez, Puebla will rise again with a renewed auto industry, even without the government's help. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.